sixth graders. We're here to help you understand the mysteries of science. Tune in to WMTN Radio for more Science According to Sixth Graders. And now, on with the show!
Welcome to Science According to Sixth Graders. Today we have Kaiser Keaton. Kaiser, for the people who don't know, can you please explain what the periodic table is?
Yes, the periodic table is a collection of all the currently known elements.
And how do you know about it?
Has everyone heard about the periodic table?
What is your favorite element?
Potassium.
How many elements do we currently know about?
There are 118 currently discovered. There are most definitely more, however.
Kaiser, do you know who invented the periodic table?
Yes, in fact, in 1869, Dmitri Mendeleev discovered the periodic system while attempting to organize the elements. Despite several elements not even being discovered, he was able to predict their existence based on the patterns he noticed.
What are some of the patterns you can see in the periodic table?
There are several patterns found in the periodic table. Some of the patterns occur across the columns, and some of the patterns occur as you travel down the rows.
Can you give me an example of that?
The atomic mass increases left to right and top to bottom in the periodic table. The atomic mass is the number of protons and neutrons in the atom.
Interesting. What is another pattern?
Of course, another pattern is that the number of valence electrons increases as you move from left to right across the periodic table. This leads to the elements being in groups based on their characteristics.
What are some of the different groups of elements?
On the left-hand side of the periodic table, where there are less valence electrons, you have your metal groups as the valence electrons increase. And as the valence electrons increase, you get metalloids and nonmetals. Do you want me to tell you a dad joke?
Sure.
Why are two helium the funniest elements?
Why?
Hee hee.
Thanks for listening to Science According to Sixth Graders.
Have a great day. Bye. Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Science According to Sixth Graders.
And keep listening to WMTN Radio at St. Andrew's Swanee School.